I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. One of Bix Beiderbecke's biggest fans traveled all the way from Britain to enjoy the annual jazz festival in Davenport this weekend. 26-year-old Jonathan Holmes is a BBC journalist based in Bristol. But this week, he's on vacation, and today I met him at the downtown library during the Bix porch party. That's Don Estes and the Prairie Ramblers helping music lovers get into the mood for this year's Bix Beiderbecke Jazz Festival. But Jonathan Holmes is excited already. He's been looking forward to this trip for months. His love of music from the 1920s and 30s started when he read The Great Gatsby in school.
We watched the film that came out in the 70s with Robert Redford. I remember hearing the music and kind of thinking, yeah, that was quite decent. So I went away and started looking on YouTube. And Bix was the first kind of musician that I came into. So it was all of a sudden I really became quickly hooked on the music of Bix. And my interest in music from the 20s just kind of exploded from there.
Holmes has collected 1,800 records featuring Bix and others over the years. He even brought some records for his friend, Josh Duffy, music director of the festival.
Bix is, the music that he plays kind of says something to everyone, and it can be happy, and there's very sad songs he recorded, and it's something that's never been bettered, and I feel like people should listen to it. I know it's old, and it may sound scratchy, but you've got to get past that and hear what they're playing.
The tall young Brit brought along his vintage suit, bow tie, and dancing shoes. It's a good thing, because I don't think Holmes will be able to sit still for any of the bands featured at this year's festival. I'm Michelle O'Neill.